Whoever's not with me is against me. It's always important, especially when we're challenged or difficult times that the church is in any different period of history. And there's always a difficulty in any period of history that some may wonder, why would you stay with the church? Well, because if we stay united to the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, we stay united with Jesus. That's it. Because this is his church. And that's how we stay with him. If whoever's not with me is against me, whoever does not gather with me scatters. So we just stay with him. And we are patient and trust that his will be done. It's always done. We just don't understand what he's up to many times, but we trust the life of the church and we stay with her. If we look over the history, once you divide yourself, especially as an individual, once we divide ourselves off, we're off the vine and we wither and life comes out of us. That when he gives the example, if you're saying that it's by the power of the prince of demons that I'm driving out demons, in a sense, are you crazy? even the devil isn't that dumb, because he would be dividing himself, right? If you're saying that you're driving out demons by the power of demons, well, who does that? Because the demons want the demons to stay. So demons aren't driving out demons. If demons are driving out demons, then who drives out your demons? So he's just simply helping them to see more clearly that we have to do things with him and to see that if we do, that in the end, the kingdom of God is upon us.